it was. Not very clean at the moment. This is the room where all the sort of textile and clean work went on. And where I'm standing here, there were rows and rows of sewing machines. And there's a photograph, actually, of the workers in the 1950s, with everything all immaculately laid out, sewing away. There were about six or seven seamstresses all the time up here. And we've still got the cutting machine up that end. And that end had rolls and rolls and rolls of textiles. And this is obviously where they laid out stuff. So this is what they produced, basically. So these are the linings, this sort of... So that would go inside the coffin, round it. There's things called curtains, which I didn't know about until recently, which are two bits of fabric, a bit of braid across, which go at the end of the coffin and apparently go over the face. So when you lift them up, you know, that's where you get, this is, you know, it's curtains for her or it's whatever. It comes from that phrase, apparently. So in each of these packets, and then you have the shroud and the arms are separate, so you can sort of get them on the properly. And these, how they actually sold them was, these are the sample books. So the salesman would actually take these out and there would be sets like this and you would choose from there. And they were, again, very, very high quality. There's some beautiful... I mean, she was, Miss Green was incredibly proud that she would still get cotton lace, you know. She was... And they used this lovely, this sort of sculptured... They called it Swansdown. It's very pretty. And this scalloped edges, you see over there, that big wheel, that's the machine that's making those scalloping. And it still works beautifully now. It's, you know, it's a really effective machine, that. Except don't use it because you might slice your finger off. It's not a good idea.